Britain is dealing with a massive fuel shortage, and the government is struggling to respond. UK Transport Minister Grant Shapps blames panic buying. Here he is yesterday on the BBC.
But as soon as you say to people, there's a shortage, people tend to react, and it's not required. There's plenty of petrol in the country.
But government assurances have not stopped people from rushing to the pump. And let's bring in NPR London correspondent Frank Lakefoot for more. And Frank, I understand you're joining us from a gas station right now.
Well, actually, I just got back. We were driving. I just pulled into my house, but we were driving up looking for gas, actually for diesel. And we finally found the one place. I was actually riding around on my bike earlier. I couldn't find anything open. We found one gas station that was open. It didn't have any diesel. So we just came back. We weren't able to get any.
Wow. There's been a shortage of gas tanker drivers in the country, right? I mean,
exactly.
But that didn't that didn't translate into problems at the pump until this past weekend. What happened exactly?
Yeah, what happened was last week there was apparently there was a leak from a government meeting in which BP said that they were down, maybe had two-thirds of the normal amount they would normally have gas in their stations here in the United Kingdom. And people began to get very anxious, and there was there has been trouble with tanker drivers and all kinds of drivers. So people began to line up, and people began to get very, very nervous, and you found panic buying. So suddenly, I would say, you know, beginning of Wednesday and certainly Friday, Saturday night, we saw long lines in front of gas stations.
What are some of the ways that the British government is trying to solve this problem?
Well, it can't solve it immediately because they simply don't have enough drivers. And so what they're going to do is they agreed to issue thousands, about 5,000 emergency work visas to get truck drivers into the country. But that's going to take a while. And so I think what they have to hope for is they can just continue to get tanker trucks to these gas stations and for people to calm down. Now, people are running out of gas. I mean, my car is down on red. So I actually, when I was up at this station not so long ago, just 20, 30 minutes ago, I asked them, are you going to get diesel overnight? They said, yes. So I'm driving up there first thing in the morning. But hopefully people won't top up. They'll just, you know, get as much as they need. And hopefully maybe by mid or late week, things will calm down a little bit. But certainly it's been pretty shocking. If you drive all over London, I was talking to a bunch of drivers who were up at this gas station, and they said everywhere they were driving and also where I was riding my bicycle, I saw almost no gas stations open.
Hmm. Before I let you go, I have just under a minute with you. I mean, does it look like folks are blaming Prime Minister Boris Johnson for this shortage? Of course, we can trace this back to Brexit, as you mentioned, with these hiring of foreign workers and not being able to deliver gasoline as easily.
Brexit is definitely a factor in the sense that there are thousands of people went home to Europe after Brexit, the drivers. But it's also a very complicated situation. There was a lot of early retirements and things like that. Right now, the opposition Labour Party is meeting. They're having their annual meeting, and they're, of course, blaming Boris Johnson. How much people will blame him, I don't know. It'll really depend on how long it goes on for, Tanya.
That's NPR London correspondent Frank Lakefoot. Thank you so much for this update, and I hope you're going to be able to fill your car really soon.
Thanks. I'll try in the morning.